Hustle. I am your host, Andy Wilson. I own and operate professional lawn maintenance in Newcastle, Indiana. Tonight we have a special guest. She has been special to me for almost 38 years. 2 years of dating, 36 years of marriage. And we are entering into the Thanksgiving season. So I wanted to record a podcast with my wife, and we want to share with you the things that we are most thankful for. Welcome to the show, Sweet Pea.
Thank you for having me on.
Let me ask you, and we know that the holiday season is our most favorite time of the year. We have a lot of family festivities and family celebrations. But as we approach the Thanksgiving holiday, what comes to your mind that you are most thankful for?
I think family is the thing I'm most thankful for. A lot of times you can have all the material blessings, and of course I'm so thankful for a house and place to lay my head at night, but when it comes down to it, the people that you live with and your family, whether they live with you or not, those are the most important things around the table at Thanksgiving.
That is so true. We spend time with each other during the holiday season, and we express our gratitude and our thankfulness. But I really believe that most families would benefit by showing that same gratitude, that same thankfulness every day throughout the year. Even though we set aside a certain day for Thanksgiving and a time that we celebrate. But I just want to let you know that I am grateful and I'm thankful for you as my wife. I'm grateful for our children. I'm thankful for the home that we have established. And I believe with all of my heart that there is an enemy out to destroy families, out to destroy the family unit. And I'm so grateful that no matter what we have been through, we have found a way to work through it. Do you remember when we were dating and we were talking about getting married? We said there was one word that we would not mention.
Oh, yeah.
And we would not discuss it. We would not bring it up. And that word was divorce.
Yes, I remember.
Because when we got married, it was for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health. Until death do we part. And I'm thankful because I went through my sickness and I went through my valley, and you were right by my side.
Yes.
You encouraged me. You were a strength to me. You were a helpmeet. And I want you to know how grateful I am for that. And I appreciate you and I love you. So as we enter into the holiday season, what are your feelings as the holidays approach us?
So I'm just really thankful. I'm just going to go back to what you were saying about us going through all the hard times and the time through your sickness as well. Realize it, but we also have a son, a grown son that's 33, who has cerebral palsy, and I had him at 30 weeks gestation, and so we went through a really tough time with his diagnosis of cerebral palsy, and he is an adult now. He is 33 years old, and he's in a wheelchair. And so we also went through, besides your sickness, we went through a lot with our son. And I remember there were times when you were in the hospital and he was in the hospital, and I had a baby, my daughter, as well, and trying to hold it together. Excuse me, I'm battling a cold right now, but I was just trying to hold it together and maintain and be a strong person, a strong mother, and all of that, to be there for you, to be there for our son through his multiple surgeries that he has gone through. And just to look back over the 36 years of marriage and all the ups and all of the downs that we've gone through. And I can truly say that I am so thankful today that God has kept us through it all. And if you think about it, if there's never a storm, if there's never a problem, if there's never a sickness, then you would never know how God could solve it. You would never know how God could bring you out of that storm. You would never know how God could heal. And we've experienced healing. We've experienced God bringing us through storms. And just looking over the years, I'm just so thankful that we are still intact. We, you know, our son does have health problems, but we love him. We are so, he's taught us more than what we could ever teach him.
Amen.
And so God has been good. He's been faithful, and he has been faithful even during those dark times. And I can say he's been good even at those points of surgery and even at those points of diagnosis. This is something you never want to hear, that your child is diagnosed with a with any kind of sickness or health issue. But he was good even during that time. Did I feel good during that time? No, I didn't feel good. But I knew that I had a rock. I knew I had a God that I could hang on to. And that is what I believe has kept the whole thing afloat all these years. And I'm so thankful for that.
Amen. I can tell you this. There were times in our 36 years of being married that I didn't know how we were going to make it. I didn't know where the answer was coming from. But like you said, it's in those times that God proves himself real,
mm-hmm.
and proves himself faithful.
Yes.
And in my sickness and with Drew's sickness, even in the darkest time,
mm-hmm.
God was there.
Yes.
Even in those nights when there were tears on our cheeks, God was there.
Yes.
And it was as if God was wiping the tears
mm-hmm.
from our cheeks
mm-hmm.
to prove to us he's a faithful God. He's consistent. He's mindful. The Bible says, consider the lilies. And if he will care after the lilies, how much more will he care mm-hmm. after his sons and his daughters?
Mm-hmm.
So in this holiday season, I agree with you 100%. We are blessed.
Mm.
Beyond measure.
Yes.
And the clue that has kept us together as a family unit has to be the Spirit of God.
Yep, the faith, yes.
And the faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
And the trust. You see, when you go through things, and maybe you can elaborate on this, when you go through things, it builds character.
Right.
It builds your trust and your faith in God. So how has these times strengthened your faith?
Well, I used to sing a song that he'll do it again. And just like he did it for those in the Bible through their tough times, Abraham, Isaac, Rebecca, when he brought them through all of their storms, I knew he could do it for me. And when he brought me through and he brought us through our storms, I knew he did it. He did it before in the Bible. He did it for me as a child. He did it for me as a young woman with a husband in the hospital, going through all the things that he went through. He did it for me when my son was born.
And at birth.
Yes.
You actually died.
Yes.
You had a reaction to the medication that they gave you.
Yep.
And I remember hearing them call Code Blue.
Right.
Special delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Because our son was being born in a special delivery unit.
Right.
Because
he was the only one back there at that point.
We
were the only one, yeah, back there at that time because it was special. Yeah.
And I didn't know or realize then when it was happening that it was you.
Right.
But when I learned afterwards when the doctor talked to me that you had coded.
Right.
And they had to shock you.
Yep.
And you were clinically dead for almost 3 minutes.
Yep, 3 minutes.
And somehow, the hand of God and the Spirit of God reached through doors that I wasn't allowed to walk through.
Right.
And touched you.
Yes.
And brought you back.
Mm-hmm.
I am beyond grateful for that, beyond thankful for that. At that time, we didn't know our son was going to have any problems at all.
Right.
We just thought he was a little tiny baby.
Yep, in the NICU.
But I don't know what I would have done with his physical condition if I had lost you when you gave birth.
Mm-hmm.
So God saw my need.
Yes.
He saw our family's need. And he reacted to the need.
And can I say, I have heard the statement, when something goes well for your family or something goes well, sometimes we're really quick to post on Facebook, God is good. But can I just say, God is good even when the things don't go well?
He's even good when it's not good.
Right. Even when you're diagnosed with cancer, even when your son is diagnosed with a disease or is with cerebral palsy or something, he is still good. The circumstance sometimes does not feel good, but when you wake up in the morning and you have had a great day or you've had blessings and you've had, you know, the healthy child or the healthy diagnosis, and you can say God is good. It's also important to remember that he is good in those times that we're building character,
right,
like you had mentioned before. That's when it's hard. That is when it's hard to say God is good. But looking back, you know that what you've gone through is a story that is being written for your good.
Yes.
And so I want to encourage someone today. Not everybody's waking up with a happy ending.
Right.
Not everybody's waking up with a healthy diagnosis.
Amen.
Hold on to your faith. Hold on to God. Hold on to, because listen, in 100 years, what's the main thing? What's the main thing in 100 years? It's that we are walking down streets of gold, that with Christ, with the Savior. And I just want to encourage you today, in 100 years, and all the drama or things that are going on, and if you're upset or whatever, sometimes you have to take a couple steps back and say, what's all this going to look like in 100 years?
Right.
We're all going to be gone, and the only thing that's going to matter is Christ.
Well, I think all that we've been through has shaped us, mm-hmm. and formed us, mm-hmm. into what we are today.
Right.
You're an amazing school teacher. Your students love you. Your school loves you. Your peers love you. You have built friendships in the school community and in our city of Newcastle. Friendships, relationships, that when someone's going through something, you have a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
I have a testimony that, you know, we've been through dark days.
Right.
We've been through hard times.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always been easy. It's not always been, as they say, pie in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
There has been a lot of struggle,
mm-hmm.
hurt, tears. But there's been a lot of celebrations,
yes.
and joy,
yes.
and laughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't help but remember when we were somewhere at a store. We might have even been Christmas shopping. And Drew was in his wheelchair. And there was a small child looking at him, like trying to figure out
what was going on.
What
is that?
Yeah. With him. Why is he in the chair?
Mm-hmm.
The child wasn't being mean or had no mm-hmm. ugliness about
just
him at all.
Inquisitive. Yeah.
Inquisitive. And Drew said, I have cerebral palsy. What's your problem?
Yeah.
So, you know, even though cerebral palsy, he says, my life is the way it is. This is how God made me.
Mm-hmm.
And I like my life just the way it
yes.
is.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though we've been through that,
mm-hmm.
there's been a lot of joy, mm-hmm. laughter, happiness, celebration. The scripture is true. Weeping may endure for a night,
mm-hmm.
but joy cometh in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope to encourage, I hope this podcast is encouraging someone, no matter what you're going through. If it's a sickness with a family member, or you have been diagnosed with a disease, or you're having a financial struggle, or life just isn't being fair. It rains on the just and the unjust.
Mm-hmm.
Good things happen to bad people.
Mm-hmm.
And bad things happen to good people. So my wife and I want to encourage you.
Mm-hmm.
You can make it. You can overcome. Joy might be here in the morning, but if you give up, you'll never experience it.
Right.
You've got to hang on. You've got to keep fighting. You've got to be determined.
Right.
No matter what life throws
yes.
my way.
There's hope.
There's hope.
Yep.
The Bible says there's hope. For a living dog is better than a dead lion.
Yes.
You know, them lions is the most fierce beast in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And you might feel like you're a dog. But a living dog is better than a dead lion.
Right.
You can overcome.
Yes.
As long as there's breath in your body.
Yes. Look up.
You can make it.
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to take 20 minutes of your time and just tell you we are grateful that we have a family. We're thankful for our children. I'm thankful for my wife. And
our daughter. We have a beautiful daughter as well.
Our daughter, Wimberly.
Yes.
She is a...
oh my goodness, she's amazing.
A great daughter. She is so talented and does amazing work with film editing and animation. Mm-hmm. And she's incredible. Mm-hmm. We have a great family, and we're thankful for that. We're grateful for that. And I want you to know that even though we struggle, even though we go through hard times, there is determination that we're going to make it.
Yes, there's hope.
And I hope that you can take something from this podcast that we have said and let it be encouragement for you to where you can somehow reach deep within yourself and muster up enough strength and courage to fight another day. Missy, are we leaving anything out? Is there anything else you would like to say about the holiday season?
Just enjoy the little moments. Like sometimes in October, November, the dark gray clouds sometimes were, you know, but if you just stop and think about the happy things, the puppy that you have running around, or the cat that decides to sit on your lap and curl up and purr. Those are the little things that that's what you need to focus on, and just be happy and laugh. When this is our second try at this podcast. When we first started, he welcomed me on the show, and I said hello, and he just doubled over laughing. So he said, you can't do that because you're going to make me giggle. And so laugh, just enjoy, you know, just enjoy the holidays, laugh, enjoy the little moments, the flowers, the pudding, the turkey, just enjoy the family, the hugs, all the good things. So yeah, just have a good time.
So we want to wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving. And as we go into the Christmas season, it's my favorite time of the year. Just being with my family, watching my kids go back to almost being kids again when we give them gifts. As they open the gifts, the smiles that come on their face when they get what they ask for, and just the blessedness of giving. It's not all about receiving, but just the blessedness of being able to give and share and enjoy each other's company. So I want to wish you not only a happy Thanksgiving, but a Merry Christmas and a happy season. And I just hope you are blessed beyond measure. And we appreciate you listening to the Lawn Hustle. I know we talked nothing about grass, nothing about mowing, nothing about client relationships, nothing about knowing your numbers, the things that we normally talk about. But I wanted to step away from that just to open up and be real with you, mm-hmm. and share my wife and her thoughts and her feelings with you. And we hope you enjoyed the podcast. Until we talk again, visit the links in my show notes. And if you are a homeschool teacher or a public school teacher or a Sunday school teacher, I want you to go to Apple Podcast or Spotify and search for The Education Connection with Robin Wilson. She offers so much insight into public education, into Sunday school education, into homeschool, education. So you won't be disappointed if you go and subscribe, leave her a 5-star rating, make a comment, a well-worded review. We appreciate that.
Yes, thank you.
And I appreciate all of your support. So until we talk again, God is good.
All the time.
Amen. God bless you.